everybody, and welcome back to Sapphic Survival Guide, where we are happy to be queer to answer your questions. I'm Gina.
And I'm Cheyenne.
And class is now in session. We have another guest today. So Amanda, can you introduce yourself to everybody?
Hi, I'm Amanda Worthington. My pronouns are she, her, they, them. And I am late lesbian, late queer, single mom of two who lives in Canada. And I'm a Sagittarius. And then I can never remember the order of my other two when I'm Libra and Gemini. Okay. I can't remember like which goes with which, but they're all very spicy.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely all... like the same vein. So I don't think it matters what order.
That's my Once big I... three, but in a different order. I'm Libra, Sagittarius, Gemini.
Oh, okay. Well, that's so interesting.
So can you tell us a little bit about your queer journey and why you consider yourself like a late in life queer person?
It's been a ride. So I grew up like in a kind of not an overly Christian environment, but I grew up like going to church every Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I really knew like what gay even really meant when I was growing up. And then in my teens, I started to notice that not everybody thinks that women are, you know, super sexy and beautiful the way that I did. And even like I got bullied when I was younger and got called like dyke once, and I had no idea what that meant. So I think people knew before me. In my like teens and 20s, I thought, oh, I might be bi. Like women are really beautiful. I'm attracted to some women and like experimented and whatever, had some fun. But I didn't really take it seriously until I fell in love with a woman for the first time during my divorce. So eventually in my 30s, I got married and had two kids. And it didn't work out for other reasons, but during the divorce process, I fell in love with my best friend at the time.
Wow.
And we actually met through my kids go to the same school as hers. And we had this like connection that I've never had before, not with anybody. And I fell madly in love with her. And during the pandemic, I decided to come out to my family and friends and like publicly and really embrace my queerness. And I really started to explore it more ever since. So that was like 2020.
Okay. So were you in a relationship with that person at that time, or you just kind of, did you like tell her about your feelings? I'm nosy.
Actually,
you don't have to share this part if you don't want to.
She doesn't mind me sharing. And I'm such an open book. So I'm like in the middle of my divorce. It took years because of COVID and had a best friend who, like I said, our kids went to the same school and she was going through like a separation process too. And we would say goodbye to each other and give these hugs that were like, I swear, like 10 minutes long.
And so funny.
Who does that? We just thought like, do you do that with your other friends? Like, do you feel that with your other friends? And like I have with, you know, friends that you've known a really long time, but there was just something different, you know, and you just feel it. And it was just like undeniable. And I think because I thought that she was just really straight, I was way too scared to make a move because I knew that she'd never, ever been with a woman in any capacity. Not a kiss, nothing. So I was terrified. So actually she made the first move. We went out for my birthday and I could tell after a couple of drinks that she wanted to say something to me. Mm-hmm. She kept trying, but mm-hmm. she couldn't do it. And then I think just eventually she kissed me, mm-hmm. and that was it. That was it.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit. Like, this is what it's supposed to feel like. Oh my God.
Right.
So I've crazy.
Been like involved with someone I had been really close friends with before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How was it kind of having these feelings and not being able to discuss that aspect of like your relationship dynamic, but then also I'm sure you were like super close with her and talked very deeply about other things going on in your life.
Yeah.
Like, was that weird to navigate? Like, you're just totally. Like sidestepping the other
yeah
stuff?
Well, like, we were both going through like the transition of like living this hetero life and mm-hmm. marriage. So that alone was like a crazy mm-hmm. ride that brought us closer, because we were going through very similar situations at the same time. And we both happened to have two kids around the same ages. It was crazy. It was crazy. And then, of course, at the beginning, you think like, this is terrifying. What if it all blows up?
Mm-hmm.
Because this is my person that I lean on for support.
Right.
And like, I could call on her to, you know, just drop me off a loaf of bread if I needed it for the mm-hmm. kids or something. Oh, like, just that kind of person that's always there for you.
Mm-hmm.
So that was terrifying. And I think actually we've broken up probably like 1,000 times. Our relationship is like, it just ebbs and flows, and it's always changing, but the love is always there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's yeah. like, I don't know, we're still best friends, and we have like a romantic part of our relationship, but we also really now we make sure to nurture the friendship side too, mm-hmm. because that's where we started, and that was like the base of it. Because
yeah,
I remember thinking like, I've never had a best friend like this,
mm-hmm.
like someone this close who really knows me, like really knows me, and mm-hmm. knows me as a parent too. Because, oh my God, mm-hmm. I think I've been like 10 different people in my life.
Right.
And like, being a parent, I am not the parent I was when I'm another person, like completely. It's just crazy. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. I'm going to show you guys a picture of me on my wedding day, and you'll be like, who is that? It's just
gone. Yeah, I'm excited.
Like a whole nother world. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. I feel like way more myself now than I ever did.
Mm-hmm. How did your community receive you coming out? Ooh. Like friends, family? I don't know if like anyone at the school found out that you guys were involved.
Oh my gosh. But our kids go to a really small school. So mm-hmm. we're like that lesbian couple that yeah. everybody yeah. knows. Like, oh, mm-hmm. are they together right now? Are they
yeah.
not? Oh, I think our kids call each other like brother and sister. They're so close.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they know us as like the two moms, but no one can really quite figure us out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting.
Gotta keep them guessing. Funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
The mysterious lesbian moms. It's,
yeah. It's so I think funny. It's nice that when you start out as friends and like mm-hmm. really value the other person and like want to keep them in your life no matter what. And I think that's
yeah.
a beautiful type of connection to have.
I love it. Yeah. And we choose to be together
mm-hmm.
and choose to like keep working on it and keep like growing together. And we're both also late diagnosed ADHD women. So mm-hmm. we both have that bond too over like being missed when we were younger and figuring our brains out now together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy how similar our brains are, but how different our ADHD is. It's
right.
so interesting. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you come out to the kids together, or like, what was that process?
So they just kind of saw us transition, I think, to being more affectionate and being closer. And eventually, for a little while, they moved in with us. So it became like family. And then during the pandemic? Yeah, I think at one point of the pandemic, they moved in and we were doing like homeschooling together, and it was crazy. And now where we live, like it's all a lot of old houses that are turned into apartments. So the places are really small. So eventually her and her two kids found their own place nearby, and it's amazing. It works for us really well. But coming out, the school just kind of noticed, and we each had like a different process with our families. But for me, I knew my mom would be accepting. She's really, I don't know, she's the kind of mom who was like watching Will and Grace, and she knows like all the show. She introduced me to all the gay culture before I knew it was gay, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Watched all the right movies and like, I don't know, like The Birdcage, and I don't know, she's got great, great taste. So I knew that she would be cool. But my dad, he was raised Jehovah's Witness, and he is not in the religion any longer. But I think because he was raised in that environment, I was nervous what his reaction would be. Because as far as I know, I don't think that they're accepting. I don't know for sure.
Yeah,
but I don't.
Probably a
don't,
good guess.
So I don't think so.
Yeah.
So his reaction was a little different. He said to me something that you don't want to hear, but I kind of took it with a grain of salt. He said, I'd rather you be with a man, but like whatever makes you happy.
Yeah.
I was like, well, men haven't worked for me so far.
Yeah. Yeah. That wasn't making me happy. That's kind of why I got divorced.
Yeah, exactly.
it wasn't working. Yeah. It didn't do it. So, and then when he met Romina, is her name, he just loves her. He loves her. They get along so well. They're so similar. It's hilarious. So it all worked out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And friends, like my close friends, I think probably all already considered me to be queer because I was kind of, I probably hit on most of them at one point when we were younger in our 20s. So friends were totally cool. I'm pretty lucky.
Yeah.
Like I have grandparents that are 80 something and they are adorable, and they have been so accepting and just chill and normal about it. Like nothing changed at all. And I found that to be amazing because of the generation that they come from.
Yeah.
I thought that was,
they were like, we're too old to care about this.
Yeah. They're like, whatever.
No offense to them, but like, yeah.
Like we've
been
the
through
husband,
bigger
we've
shit than
boyfriends,
this.
Like whatever. Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah.
Who is it? Are they polite? Do they, you know, are they kind?
Mm-hmm. Right. I kind of noticed that, like, for me, the people that I thought would have more of like an issue with it have been the ones who surprised me the most. And then people I thought would be like super accepting have been the ones I've kind of been like disappointed in their response to me coming out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't assume anything, I guess.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since you'd said the wedding pictures or like old pictures of you look really different, do you feel like you look like quote unquote gayer or queerer now? Or was there like shedding of an old persona? Like what's the before and after?
Yeah, I think that the gay glow up is totally real because it's like you're feeling more yourself and therefore like a little happier, and that shows in the way you look, and you just kind of embrace maybe the things that you shoved down before. Like, I don't know, like if I got married now, which I definitely wouldn't ever again, but I would do it so different. I don't know. I feel like.
What would you do? I'd love to hear.
I wore this dress. Okay, first of all, I was pregnant, very pregnant. And I wore a dress that had like feathers on the boobs. And then it had like a strap that had now that I think of it, it was like it seems bedazzled. It just is very hetero. It's very straight. It's very not.
I'm picturing what year this probably was also. And like, I feel like it could have been trendy at the time, but then we're looking back on it now. We're like, oh, that was a choice.
Yeah. When I look at it, I'm like, oh, like, who is that? What was she thinking?
Not a timeless piece.
No, I'm not saving it for anybody. No.
Do you have any advice for explaining to other people that you're a lesbian or you're queer when you've quote unquote been straight before? Like, did you have anyone kind of give you pushback and be like, well, you were married, what do you mean?
I didn't.
Okay.
But if I did get that, or if I was giving advice to somebody, I would probably just tell them that what other people think about you is none of your business. And that you don't have to come out if you don't want to. You don't have to tell anybody. And you could just introduce whoever your new person is and their pronouns and go from there. I feel pretty lucky. I didn't get anybody to my face saying like, oh, but you know what? Actually, somebody did say back in the day when I was engaged, somebody told my fiance, I think that she's gay. You shouldn't marry her.
Whoa.
What did you know this at the time, or was it like crazy after you split up?
He told me like later that day, and I was just like, what? What? What do you mean?
Okay, so you weren't out to him when you were together then?
He knew that I identified as bi, but he was the type of guy who, once he heard that was the end of the discussion. He didn't want more details. He didn't want more information at all. It wasn't a good match. And
it happens to the best of us.
Right. And it's not just the queer thing. It just wasn't a good match. But I always, I don't know, now I look at that story and I think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
she knew before I had really accepted it. You can see it somehow.
Do you think the person who said that about you was is queer, or like you flirted with her or something? And she was like, I'm picking up the vibe.
I definitely thought she was good looking, and maybe I was looking at her a little too long or something.
And that's so funny.
Maybe she had gaydar too. Yeah, I could see, as far as I know, she's straight, but I could see this person being queer for sure.
Right.
How do you feel about your gaydar?
I think it's pretty good. I think it's pretty good. I think it's pretty good.
We often get the question, like, is gaydar a thing? How can I tell if mine's good or bad? Like, what do you think about those questions?
I think it's a thing, and my daughter's coming at me. I think it's a thing, and I think mine works, but I think that it's all just intuition and going with your gut. And even though I might have known, like, even that girl, that I recognize some signs that maybe she was queer or that another woman's queer, it doesn't mean I have the guts to talk to them. I definitely still get super nervous.
Hi.
Hello.
Who's this, Nana?
Okay, so this is Gina. Do you see there?
Yeah.
And Cheyenne. Do you see on the screen?
Yeah.
Where it says our names?
Yeah.
And we're talking about being queer and being like a lesbian or gay mommy right now. And me and our life. Cool?
Yeah.
It's so fun to hear those words being said to somebody so young, because I'm like, my parents would never have just openly been like, that person's a lesbian. Like, it was so like hush hush until like, so until you're older, like, you know.
So hush hush. So hush hush. Like, Yeah. And I feel like when I was younger in the 90s in school, it was you only heard the words as an insult, like, oh, that person's gay, or oh, that person's totally a lesbian. It was just never, it was always a negative, and that sticks with you.
I feel like there was such a thing too where if you like didn't look good that day or were wearing like, I don't know, sweatpants
Yeah,
and
I look
whatever,
like
it'd be
such
like,
a
oh, I look,
lesbian today.
yeah, like that was such a thing. And it's like,
Or if a
why was that a
guy,
thing?
yeah, if a guy was like a look like showed any sort of feminine side, like, oh, you're so gay.
Right. Oh yeah. Like, or the whole no homo era, like
Oh
ridiculous.
yeah. Sorry, I look cool today. My bad. It's
Yeah.
not
It's
my fault
so
you don't have
weird.
taste.
It's so weird. Like my kids would never, never,
Yeah.
never. And
No,
and
it's
like
so different.
it's crazy. I can talk to my kids about just about anything. And it's huge because we weren't raised like that. It just wasn't like that.
No,
Like, I
not at
don't
all.
know. Not, yeah, not at all. Like,
Did your kids have any
what's that?
questions about it or anything?
Or anything hard that they had to like kind of work through the changes or something like that?
I think that it was definitely an adjustment of like my youngest is more, her love language is physical touch. So it was definitely an adjustment going from mommy being single and alone, to mommy having a person. And it just doesn't matter what gender, right? They don't care. They don't care. They
They're
just want
like,
mom.
how dare you take my mom's affection away from me?
So there'll be times where it's like they'll tell me, oh, I want to spend more time with you. I need your attention here. So there was a learning curve for sure.
Yeah, I feel like it's a lot of balancing like your kids' needs and your own needs as an adult.
So much, so much.
This might be a hard question to answer, but do you feel like the kids are seeing a big difference in gender roles from when you were married to now? And like, what have you like done any shifting in like how you parent as, you know, just as things change?
I parent completely different. And I think that the good thing is that they won't really remember the me before because they were really little. And I'm sure they'll remember the feelings, but when I was married, definitely, there were times where I was like the stay-at-home mom. Now I'm the work-from-home mom, but I was the stay-at-home mom. And that is so different. Two totally different people. Because before it was like you have a husband that's kind of, they want you to be a certain way in like when you're in a somewhat controlling relationship. So then to be on my own with the kids, it's so different. And I think now they live two completely different lives. Like when they're at their dad's, there's different rules. It's just another world. And recently they went on a vacation with their dad and they were living this, like, when I'm not there, it's like a whole different hetero life. Where they actually went to Disney, and if it was me going to Disney with them, it would be a totally different experience, you know? And I would be worried about going to Florida and everything that is happening there, where they could go with their dad, and
Not even a thought.
it's just another day at the park. So it's really interesting and crazy. And I think that they're going to continue to see big differences in the way maybe I know their dad is dating, and what are the gender roles going to be like there? And then they come back with mom, and mom is like, everyone's equal, everyone pulls their weight. Like, I don't know, my kids are 10 and 8, so I mean, they don't do a whole lot around the house or anything,
Right.
but they will, but they definitely will. And it
Yeah.
doesn't matter which one of them it is, they're both going to do it. So yeah, it's
Yeah.
going to be interesting.
Do you think, I know it's kind of hard to tell
Yeah.
when you're not there, but do you think, like, with your ex, there's more gender roles like being taught to them, and like, do they
Probably.
like come to you and like they're like, no, this isn't for girls or this isn't for boy? Like, do you kind of have to
Oh,
have conversations with
yes, actually,
them?
yeah.
I
That
could
is
only guess,
definitely,
but that's like, that's confusing because it's like you're being told two different
yeah,
messages
two
about,
different messages.
yeah.
And I think I'm lucky because with us, it's 60-40, I would say, and I'm with them 60% of the time. And it could really clear like what we stand for and what we believe in.
Yeah.
And my oldest, it identifies as non-binary, but goes by
Nice.
he, him, they, them, but doesn't feel comfortable doing that at his dad's, only with me.
Yeah.
And it's not been an issue yet because he still goes by he, him at school, and he's not ready yet. He
Yeah.
feels he's like only comfortable going by they them with me and his sister, basically. And
How nice that there is that safe space, though, because so many kids
yeah,
don't even have that. And then it's just
I
like
know.
internal, really, is the only
Yeah.
place that they can have that.
And I imagine that if I never left, that he probably wouldn't have discovered that.
Right,
Or,
right.
maybe it would have taken a lot longer like it did for me.
Right.
But we have been, I've been so open about everything from the beginning, and I started working on like a queer community group and talking to my kids about it and bringing them and getting involved, and that allows them to explore the community and themselves. And it's really interesting. They live two totally different lives, and it'll be challenging, I think. Yeah. But it's been amazing so far because, yeah, being on your own as a mom, you're in full control. You set the rules. It's all you. And so we're building like this safe space together, the three of us. And it's really magical. It sounds so
Yeah.
cheesy.
No, I love it.
But I love them to death. And I'm so glad that I made the decisions that I did. So glad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What advice do you have for other queer parents, or really parents in general? Because I feel like it's probably not the queer ones who need advice, but like,
I know, right? Queer
what would you
parents.
say to anyone asking?
I would say that open communication has been life-changing with my kids. Just being able to talk to them about anything and everything and allowing them to always truly say how they feel, whether you as a parent think they should feel that way or not, has been huge. It seems so obvious, but just listening to them, because I know from experience, from the way it is on the other side, that they're not always taken seriously. They're not always listened to. Their voice isn't always heard. And here in our house, they are. And it makes a huge difference. Huge. Because at the end of the day, when they come home from school, they can tell me everything or nothing if they're not in the mood, but they know they're in a safe space where they can be themselves completely. And it's huge. It's really important. You feel like kind of lost growing up, like figuring out who you are. And I feel like my kids already have a good grip about who they are because I give them the space to think about it and be themselves. And yeah.
Can I also ask what advice you would go back and give a younger version of yourself, or like someone in a similar position that you're in, like before you fell in
Oh,
love with a woman and like realized everything, just like you back in the day?
Like one big thing is that just because someone proposes to you does mean you have to say yes. And
Oof.
it's not even that I should have said no or that I thought about saying no. It's just, I feel that we're raised like with this checklist you're given that you need to complete when you really don't. So I would go back and tell like little Amanda, like you don't need to check off all the things on that so-called list. And you're gay.
Thank you. Where can our listeners find you if they want to follow you online?
I am on Instagram at Queerly Yours Amanda. I have a TikTok that's Queerly Yours Amanda as well, but that is a little more like I've kind of gotten into the weird, like Hollywood kind of conspiracy stuff on TikTok.
I love
Love.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I just got sucked in. So my page is kind of taking a turn there. But if you want the queer content, Queerly Yours Amanda.
Thank you.
Love it.
Thank
Yeah, thank you
you.
so much.
Thank you guys so much. This was so fun.
Of course. So if you have any questions for us or for future guests, you can give us a call at 724-209-7372. You can also send us an email, sapphicsurvivalguide@gmail.com, and you can find us on any social media platform at Sapphic Survival Guide, except for Twitter/X. It's just at Sapphic Survival. If you could go like, review, rate us 5 stars, that would be great. It would help other queer people, other queer parents find our show. And you can find me, Cheyenne, at Hot Mespian on pretty much any social media platform.
And you can find me anywhere online at The Libregina, including my website, thelibregina.com. And with that, class is now dismissed.